I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 on Friday afternoon, January 9th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. The Noon Business Hour is sponsored by FinishingChicago.com. There's a ton of buzz around town as the Bears host the Green Bay Packers at Soldier Field tomorrow night, a rare home playoff game that has the entire city locked in. We'll talk about it in our next segment. But first, today's economic headliner is the December government jobs report, as the economy added 50,000 jobs last month, with the unemployment rate falling to 4.4%. We're also getting word that the Supreme Court is holding off on their Trump tariff ruling for now. Joining us to break it all down is Paul Christopher, head of global investment strategy at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute in St. Louis. Paul, thank you for joining us today. And let's talk about the December jobs report first. 50,000 new jobs in December, the initial read, that's less than expected. Unemployment rate falling to 4.4%. How does this change the math for the Fed, if at all, going forward? Because full employment is part of their dual mandate.
Sure. Thanks, Rob. The 50,000 is a low number, as you pointed out. And even more concerning, maybe, is that the prior 2 months, November, October, were revised down by a total of 76,000. So that doesn't leave a lot of new jobs being created. But at the same time, you've got that 4.4% unemployment rate. That's very low. So as you and I talked about a little earlier this morning, not hiring and not firing, that probably leaves the Fed on track, we think, for another couple of rate hikes, probably early next year.
Now, as you point out, it's a slow to hire, slow to fire employment environment right now. But is this a situation that can turn very quickly? That is to say, if economic conditions deteriorate just by a little bit, it'll become slow to hire and quick to fire.
Yes, and the flip side of that is also true, and we think more likely, very much more likely, we see the economy picking up steam, especially as we get closer to tax refund season, where probably if you set aside 2020 and the government handouts for COVID, the refunds we expect this year will be very large, some of the largest in recent years. We think that will do quite a lot to kickstart an economy that's already doing a pretty decent pace. So the risk is probably to the upside on the economy, and therefore we think there's going to be more hiring going on as the year begins.
No ruling today on the legality of President Trump's tariff powers from last year. The Supreme Court did not issue any rulings today, but one of the news outlets that covers the Supreme Court said maybe next Wednesday is the possible next day for rulings of any type. What are some of the issues at play here, and what does this mean for the consumer if the court rules against the president?
So a couple of issues at play here for markets and consumers. One is that if you strike down the president's use of emergency tariffs, emergency powers to impose tariffs, The president has had plenty of time to think about a backup plan, and he's told us he has one. He's going to use other laws that that do allocate power from Congress to the president to impose tariffs. There will be more paperwork involved in the sense that the government will have to go through periods of asking for comments from people and then making decisions. So the tariffs will go away from last year, maybe in many cases on specific countries, but then they'll end up coming back later on this year. What that means for consumers is that, you know, still you're going to be looking at stores that are going to be trying to discriminate. That is to say, on goods that are need to have, those will probably see more of a tariff increase. But goods that are just want to have, the stores might be more reluctant to increase prices there. We've been seeing this now for months. So probably the impacts spread out somewhat inflationary, but probably manageable over the course of this year. It doesn't affect our view for a stronger economy and more jobs as the year goes on.
Paul Christopher, head of global investment strategy at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute in St. Louis. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, Chicago is buzzing as the Bears host the Green Bay Packers at Soldier Field in a playoff showdown tomorrow night.
Compounding your interest with an economy of words. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's a big weekend in Chicago as the Bears return to the playoffs, hosting the Green Bay Packers at Soldier Field in their first home postseason game in years, reviving historic rivalry and uniting the city. We welcome in Mark Gannis, president and co-founder, Sports Corp Limited in Chicago. Mark, thank you for joining us today. And it's been a while, Mark, not only since the Bears have had a sustained run of postseason success. There have been a number of one-offs or just a couple of two-year flashes in the pan, but it's, you have to go back to the 80s to see a time in which the Bears really dominated the NFL. And what did that mean for the business of football?
Oh, it's great for the NFL. It's great for the city of Chicago, and it's great for the networks that cover the NFL. The Bears are, when the Bears are doing well, ratings go up. There are about a half dozen teams in the NFL that actually move the needle. The Bears, the Cowboys, the Commanders, the New York teams. When they do well, the entire NFL does better. Ratings, merchandise sales, ticket pricing, secondary market, sponsors. And the Bears are not just poised to do well this year. This is not a flash in the pan team. This is a team that is built. Great head coach, great young head coach, great young quarterback. This is a team that looks like it's going to be around and competitive for quite a few years to come. And so the fans can not just get excited for this year, but can be excited for years to come.
For 20 years, the NFL has been riding one team's dynasty or another. I mean, for a decade, the NFL was basically the Tom Brady League. And then once Tom Brady retired, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs and Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce entered the spotlight. And that took over the NFL. And now with Mahomes hurt and maybe the Chiefs backing up into the garage and Travis Kelce potentially retiring, we've mentioned this before, Mark. I mean, the lane is wide open for Caleb Williams not only to become the guy in Chicago, but potentially the face of the NFL.
Absolutely. And that is an opportunity he has. I hope he appreciates. It takes a dedication that is almost beyond imagination. You know, you look at Brady, you look at Drew Brees, you look at Mahomes. What you don't understand is that everything to be at that high of a level, you have to give up almost every other aspect of life, and you have to commit yourself totally and completely to being a great quarterback and to being a team leader. And they had it. I'm not sure Caleb is there. He has the talent. He has the ability. Does he have that inner drive that a Michael Jordan had? And we saw it here in Chicago for so many years. That Tom Brady has. Does he have that extra gear? If he does, it's going to be an extraordinary thing to watch here.
And I want to talk about the coach for a second. Ben Johnson has also, he's put his mark on this team a little under a year shy of the announcement that he was the coach. And he's such a personality, and he's such a force, and he's such a dynamic person. I mean, if he didn't have those qualities, the Village of Bedford Park would not have the Ben Johnson lookalike contest where dozens of civilians were shirtless and screaming good, better, best. I mean, to be able to do that in a year, I mean, Lovie Smith was a very good coach, took him to the Super Bowl, but also a very even-keeled guy. And he did not have the ability to take the air out of the room like a Mike Ditka did. But Ben Johnson has that capability, and that's the type of marketing intangible that could really carry the franchise going forward.
Absolutely. The quarterback and the head coach are the two faces of the franchise. I remember walking through airports with Mike Ditka, and all you would hear is, Ditka! Ditka! Where you went, he'd just give it right back to them. That is, it's not just on the when you're on the field, it's not just when you're with the media. It has to be part of who you are, and Ben Johnson seems to have that. His locker room, post-game locker room talks, have gone viral nationwide. It's an amazing thing to see. And he has that personality, but even more, he has the chops as a football coach. The X's and O's, the motivation of the players. He has changed the entire dynamic and perception of this team.
Mark Gannis, president and co-founder of Sports Corp Limited in Chicago. And Mark, I really hope we can continue this discussion during the month of January. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be awesome. And I look forward to going into February. I'll be there in San Francisco. So hopefully we'll have a few conversations while I'm there.
Mark Gannis, president and co-founder of Sports Corp Limited in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up, a look at a quarter century of innovation and what Chicago's next chapter holds.
It's 60 Minutes of Financial Planning. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's part one of Entrepreneur Friday. Chicago innovation turns 25 this year, marking a quarter century of celebrating and fueling innovation across the region. Joining us to talk about opportunities and how anyone can get involved is Luke Tannen, president and CEO of Chicago Innovation. Find him online, chicagoinnovation.com. Luke, thank you for joining us today. And once again, the lesson that you like to impart when you join us on the program is that anybody can be an innovator. You don't have to be like Benjamin Franklin to come up with big ideas. You're certainly capable of it as well.
That's right, Rob. Innovation is for everyone. That has been our vision statement for many years. And 2026, as you said, is Chicago Innovation's 25th anniversary year, and we are pumped to celebrate a quarter century of innovation. And we've always believed in the importance of educating, connecting, and celebrating all kinds of innovators in the Chicago region. And in this particular milestone 25th year, we're really going to have a unique dual focus. We're going to be looking back and looking forward, you know, looking back at how Chicago's innovators have truly changed the world over the past 25 years. And there's actually so many stories and lessons learned there we'll be talking about, while simultaneously also shaping the next 25 years of innovation to really define what's possible and what's next.
And really the best part of the program, in my estimation, are just merely the networking events. Any networking event where you get together with peers or just to introduce yourself, but also to exchange ideas with people and just get those creative juices flowing. If you are an innovator, it's like going to the gym. You feel better walking out than when you walked in.
I love that analogy. And absolutely, you know, we encourage everyone to attend Chicago Innovation events. They're great ways to build your networks, meet others interested in innovation across all kinds of industries. And, you know, coming up, we've got a new event called the Innovation Forecast, the next 25 years on February 19th. After that, we have an event about health and wellness innovation in March. Our AI event is in April. And there's so many more events in 2026. We'll cover topics ranging from climate innovation, celebrating women in innovation, and just much more.
Luke Tannen, President and CEO of Chicago Innovation. Find him online at chicagoinnovation.com. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Still ahead in Entrepreneur Friday, we'll check in with the man behind the world's largest arcade located in West Suburban Chicago. You find it on Ogden Avenue. We'll talk to him next.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Rob Hart. The Noon Business Hour continues, sponsored by FinishingChicago.com. Markets are higher. Joining us with what's moving Wall Street is Jim Awad, Senior Managing Director, Clearstead Advisors in New York. Jim, thank you for joining us today. And how are markets reacting to the December employment report, which came in below expectations?
Yeah, basically the markets like it because hourly wages went up more than inflation. The unemployment rate went down. And what the market's concluding is that although hiring has slowed over the last several months, part of it is due to secular, due to the increased productivity in the economy. The productivity numbers that came out this week were very strong. Part of it is due relatedly to AI and the fact that companies are able to do more with less employees, which improves their profit margins. So all in all, I think what the market is concluding is that the economy is doing well. The Atlanta Fed this morning came out with a 5.1% estimate for the fourth quarter in terms of growth. Profits are growing, interest rates are stable, and probably will decline a little bit more. And we're just going to have to live with an economy that is generating fewer jobs due to secular increases in productivity and also a lower supply of labor due to immigration policies.
Now, this is an economy that's been described as slow to hire and slow to fire. And could this be one of the second or perhaps third order effects of the human capital bidding war we saw in 2021 and 2022, where pretty much everybody, regardless of where you were on the professional ladder or where you were on the economic scale, pretty much everybody could name their own price. And as a result, it locked in the labor market for years to come.
Yeah, there is some truth to that. And add to that the fact that we didn't have artificial intelligence back then, and we do have it now, which allows companies to do more with less. So there's a myriad of factors. What we have to get used to going forward is not to expect the kind of growth in the in hiring that we had in the past. And I'm repeating myself, but the other side of that is profit margins. And what the market ultimately likes most is growing corporate profits, and we're experiencing it. We had good third quarter profits. We're going to start next week. We're going to get bank earnings. We're going to get fourth quarter profits should be strong. Estimates for 2026 are 10 to 15% increase in profits. So the economy is in good shape. We're simply just not going to have the employment growth that we've had over the last few years.
What's interesting is that the bulk of the growth in the December jobs report appeared to be in healthcare and in leisure and hospitality. So if we're not in the hospital, Jim, we're going on vacation.
Well, there is some truth to that, but there's a lot of work going on to increase manufacturing employment in this country, and it takes time. It's been one of the president's primary priorities, and there have been many announcements. So over time, I think you'll see more, in fact, manufacturing employment as the combination of tariffs, regulations, et cetera, lead to more domestic manufacturing.
Speaking of tariffs, the waiting game is underway at the Supreme Court, where the justices are expected to rule on those emergency powers that the president enacted way back in April for the so-called Liberation Day. If the court strikes down some or all of those tariff powers, how will equities respond?
Well, the markets don't like uncertainty, and I think the immediate reaction possibly will be negative. But you're going to see the administration moving very aggressively and very quickly, and they have plans B and C on the shelves to be able to reinstate the tariffs through other means. So I think that any short-term dislocation due to uncertainty created by an unfavorable decision will correct itself very quickly as tariffs are reinstated under new regulations and procedures by the Trump administration.
And then very quickly, if we're going to keep an eye on the energy sector, especially in light of what the administration is saying about oil in Venezuela, what do you have to look for in terms of appreciable movement in energy stocks, especially just given the fact that the White House wants to give American oil companies almost a free rein in Venezuela if the oil companies want to actually spend the money on it?
Yeah, well, it's not sure yet that they are going to spend the money. They are reticent based on history. But you're right. I think the administration is going to try to get them to do as much as they're willing to do. And on the margin, it will increase production and lower prices. And don't forget, it's an election year next year, and the administration is very focused on affordability, and you're going to see them do whatever they can to get energy prices lower over coming months. But Venezuela, aside from a couple of 100,000 barrels in the short term, it'll take several years to make that production go up in a meaningful way.
Jim Awad, Senior Managing Director, Clearstead Advisors in New York, thank you for joining us today.
Money Talks, as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Entrepreneur Friday, part two. Today we check in with the man behind the world's largest arcade, featuring over 1,000 games set to free play. No quarters, no tokens, just pay $25 at the door and you can play all day and deep into the night. We welcome in Doc Mack, owner of the Galloping Ghost Arcade and a host of other businesses in Brookfield. Doc, thank you for joining us today. And I know you have like basically an empire in Brookfield right now of all sorts of different businesses doing different things. Where did the video game arcade fall in that order?
And thank you for having me on. The arcade was actually the second business. We opened up Galpingos Productions back in 1994. The arcade opened up in 2010, and in all honesty, it was just kind of nobody knew what it was going to do, but has really been kind of the one that took off almost out of the box.
And you can't miss it if you're driving on Ogden in Brookfield. It's right there. You're right there on the main street through Brookfield. And this seems like when you're trying to present this to your backers or maybe to the bank, I'm going to develop a video arcade. How did you win them over that this was a concept that was, in your estimation, a real winner?
Well, the arcade, we actually was on a fairly shoestring budget. So it was all cash on hand when we opened. We were profitable after about 8 months. And from there, it just kind of took off. We started seeing other arcades trying to copy our business model. And that was really the key difference, was the free play model hadn't ever been attempted before. And that was the main thing that really hooked with the players, because they could just come in, play, pay the one fee, and then be there all day.
Now, the Galloping Ghost, this is a video arcade that it also doubles as a museum, basically. There are video games from every year and every genre in which there have been video games.
Pretty much. There was a few earlier games, but as of this year, our oldest game was 1976. We've got four of them from that year, so they're hitting 50 years old now. And we do have everything from then on moving forward, and literally games made Japan and just other countries that you might not expect games to come from. So it very much a museum, and we're very fortunate to have so many of the industry people come out and kind of reminisce and tell stories about all the games that they've worked on from over the decades.
Now, we could talk about the Galloping Ghost Doc as an exercise in nostalgia, but it's also one of the few opportunities in this day and age in which a lot of people can get together in person and just hang out. So describe the hang at the Galloping Ghost.
It is a very social place. We get people that are coming in from out of town, out of state, out of the country, and because they're in the community, they're basically like already known. Like people come to see the other people that they talk to on our streams. So it's a very friendly environment. Even though there's a lot of competition for high scores and world records, like the players all get along. And we see so many families that use the place to see the parents bond over games and everything. And it's very, very social on so many different levels.
And I should point out that the Galloping Ghost is one of the most respected arcades in the world for tracking high scores and world records. So you have a reputation. And that's very important, Doc, because I got a high score on pole position at the Evergreen Towers bowling alley 35 years ago, and that record is lost to history, Doc, and thank goodness you're preserving it for your players.
We really try. We keep everything. We've got cameras up at front so that everything is undeniable and undisputable. We keep track of all of our settings, and it's a tremendous undertaking keeping track of all the scores on such a high level for over 1,072 games. So it's definitely something that takes up a lot of time.
Doc Mack, owner of the Galloping Ghost Arcade and a host of other businesses in Brookfield. Check him out on Ogden Avenue. Still to come, an update on the shifting home mortgage market.
The only program dedicated to currency events. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Mortgage rates have hit a nearly three-year low after President Trump ordered $200 billion in mortgage bond purchases. With us to discuss the impact on housing is Rick Sharga, founder and CEO of the C.J. Patrick Company in Orange County, California. Rick, thank you for joining us today. And this seems like if you are entering the housing market, you have the wind at your back when it comes to negotiating a favorable mortgage rate because you have this latest development. You already have a number of interest rate cuts, and the bond market, the 10-year yield, is tantalizingly close to a three handle. So a lot of things are working in your favor if you're a potential home buyer.
Yeah, and in fact, the trends recently have been pretty good. This accelerates those trends. We've seen wage growth continue to outpace both the rate of inflation and the rate at which home prices have been going up. So that helps from an affordability perspective. Home price growth really has slowed down over the last few months, so that helps. And mortgage rates had been ticking down. We were right around 6.1%, 6.2% for your average mortgage. And today, for the first time really since 2022, we've seen mortgage rates with a five handle. And psychologically, I think that probably helps a lot of people who are considering buying a house. But mathematically, it helps too. The average monthly payment savings that you might make on today's mortgage compared to yesterday's is probably about $100 a month for somebody buying a median-priced home.
What has been the holdup in the last couple of years? Is it people reluctant to move because they locked into those 2 and 3% mortgages in 2020? Or is it a lack of buyers who were scared off by those mortgage rates in the 6s and 7s?
I think we have a ton of pent-up demand, Rob. The fact is we've had about 5 million people a year reaching the age of 35, and that's typically when people are looking to buy homes. They just haven't been able to afford them because of the combination of home prices that went up by 45 or 50% after COVID, followed by mortgage rates doubling. So it just crushed affordability for a lot of prospective buyers. And then the other thing you mentioned is also a factor in that a lot of homeowners were sitting on mortgage rates that were 2.5%, 3%, 3.5%. And they simply couldn't afford to sell their house and buy another one with a mortgage rate that was close to 7%. So all of these trends that we're talking about are certainly helping, at least around the margins, and will make it possible for more people to actually sell homes and more people to buy homes.
If you were a prospective home buyer who went back to renting in a fit of frustration because you didn't like either the asking prices of certain homes, or you just weren't happy about the idea of paying a 6% or 7% mortgage interest rate, what can you expect if you jump back into the pool later this year?
That's a really good question. I do think we're likely to see home prices continue to soften. Last year they went up. By the end of the year, about 1.2%, which was less than half the rate of inflation. So homes were actually cheaper than they were the year before if you adjust the costs for inflation rates. And I think we'll probably see mortgage rates at this point probably settle into the high 5% range. So I think what you always have to do as a prospective home buyer is weigh the economic benefits of a home ownership compared to what you're paying for monthly rent. But I think the factors will be much more in favor of home buyers in the next 12 months than they were in the last 12.
Rick Sharga, founder and CEO of the C.J. Patrick Company in Orange County, California. Thank you for joining us today.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.